Hopefully those of you who I can see are smiling, because that's going to make me feel a whole lot better and less nervous than I do at the moment. So in case you don't know me, because I imagine there are some faces out there that I don't recognise, I'm Maria. I'm married to Julian, who you will recognise because he pops up every now and again and does worship for you. And we've got three children, Esther, who's 9, Naomi, who's 8, and Elijah, who is 6. And I've got my own business, running music sessions for babies and toddlers. And so at the moment, I can be found singing and dancing in my lounge on Zoom, and also homeschooling, which is a whole lot of fun. So that's a bit about me. So this morning, we're continuing with our Wellbeing and Shalom series, looking at the 5 ways of wellbeing that are suggested by the government as things that we can do to kind of improve our mental and physical health and wellbeing. So last time we looked at these, Kath talked to us about connect and about being joined to other people. And this week we are looking particularly at this one. Let's see if I can move it on, which is give, which seems like a really appropriate one to be talking about with its lovely big heart there and all our talk this morning about Valentine's Day. And so there's an idea here in this one that it's about love. It's about something to do with loving other people. And interestingly, what the government says about this is it's about giving your time, your presence and your words. So it's about giving something of yourself. It's not particularly about giving money, which might be the first thing you think about when you think about giving, although that can be part of having a giving attitude, obviously. So I think, looking at this on a first glance, it looks like a pretty good place to start. We could probably all agree that giving to other people and loving other people and doing things for other people is a good thing. But if we put it under the microscope and we have a closer look at it, how does it fit with how we're called as people who love and follow Jesus to live our lives and what we should be doing? And that's what we're going to be thinking about this morning. So one of my favourite subjects in homeschooling is maths. And so I thought what we needed on a Sunday morning, obviously, is some statistics. So this is where we're going to start with some statistics. And these figures come from a survey called Time Well Spent that was done to cover the 2018-2019 period. And they were published by the National Council for Voluntary Organisations, which sounds very official. And this survey found that in 2018 to 2019, about 1 in 5 people formally volunteered through a club or a group or an organisation at least once a month. So something like volunteering at the Beacon maybe, or being a hospital chaplain or something like that would fall into that category. And the survey also found that 1 in 4 people, you can see this little person here, there's the one, volunteered in what they called an informal capacity. Things like giving advice, providing transport, doing the shopping or providing childcare for someone for free who is not your relative or friend. So volunteering is obviously something that people like to get involved in at some level, and that's really great. And this survey is of people all over society, not just people with a kind of faith background and a sort of church people or anything like that. So the other interesting thing that I thought was worth looking at was why people choose to give their time to volunteering. And so this same survey found that about 45% of the people they asked wanted to improve things or help people, which is obviously a good reason to do something. About 24% of them wanted to meet some new people and they thought volunteering would be a good opportunity to do that. And 26%, so about a quarter of them, thought they had some spare time and maybe they didn't fancy learning Mandarin or taking up yoga or whatever, so they decided to give their spare time to some volunteering. So that's some of the reasons that people thought that they would like to do it. And volunteering also has lots of benefits. And you'll see that these can be linked to the idea of well-being and helping yourself. And I've taken this particular list of benefits from a well-being and happiness guide that I found online. But there are lots of things like this out there if you search for the benefits of volunteering. And so this said, volunteering connects you to others. Volunteering is good for your mind and body. Volunteering can advance your career. Volunteering brings fun and fulfillment to your life. Which all sounds pretty good, doesn't it, really? To be honest, I think we could all have a bit of that. So when I was thinking about this, I thought, actually, what it reminded me of, if I was going to summarise this kind of approach to giving your time, is it reminded me of a mix between the brownies and Bugsy Malone. So you've got your brownie there. There she is. I look great, don't I, in that woolly brown hat. Don't I look cute? And there I am. A brownie guide thinks of others before herself and does a good turn every day. And that is part of the brownie kind of promise. So there it is, that thing about doing something good for other people. And then you've also got Bugsy Malone over here. And he's got this idea that you give a little love and it all comes back to you. So it's a great musical, Bugsy Malone. Much more my thing than maths. Yeah, I thought I couldn't help but play it. You've got this idea that giving something results in benefits to you. And so, yeah, let's have a look at it and you'll see. Yeah, so just a bit of fun there. I don't know whether you could hear the words really clearly, but it says you give a little love and it all comes back to you. I could see some of you singing along there. If you've got nothing else to do this afternoon, take away from this that Bugsy Malone is a good movie and you could watch it on a cold, rainy afternoon. But yeah, we're going to come back to this in the second half, this idea that when you give love, it comes back to you. And this idea that that's what giving is all about. And we're going to just kind of analyse it a bit more and see what we should make of that as people who love Jesus. So for now, we're going to hand over to John and we're going to worship together. Oh, we're not. Sorry.
Brilliant. Okay, we're going to sing about God's love. Homes, but joined together, God, we praise you. Alive in us, Lord. Amen. We're going back to Maria.
Okay, so we've had a little look in the first part at why people give their time. And I think we can all agree that serving and giving to others is a really good thing to do. All through the Bible, there are lots of instructions for God's people about taking care of the poor, the widows, the orphans, and the marginalised in society. And this costs them money and time. And so our giving and our efforts to serve others, I think, is part of God's calling. And I think it's a reflection of God's character and what he's like. And I think even in people who don't actually realise that that's what they're doing, I think that's what's happening, because I think all people, because they've been made by God, have been made to reflect him. But I guess what I think when I look at these things, if I put it under the microscope, let's have a look, is the question of kind of motivation and reward, why you do something and what's in it for you. And if we look again at the list of benefits for volunteering, here they are. Volunteering connects you to others. Volunteering is good for your mind and body. Volunteering can advance your career. Volunteering brings fun and fulfillment to your life. And so there's a real kind of focus there on you. And my question is, as Christians, should this look different for us? Should it be that our motivation to give to others comes from somewhere different, and where should it lead back to? And I think some of the answers to this are in the book of 1 John. So we're going to have a look at what that says, and the Cummings family are going to read for us.
God is love. Everyone who lives in love lives in God, and God lives in them. We love because God first loved us.
Get out. Oh, this is not how we live. real loving. Jesus gave his life for us, so we should give our lives for each other as brothers and sisters. Suppose a believer who is rich enough to have all the necessities of life sees a fellow believer who is poor and does not have even basic needs. What if the rich believer does not help the poor one? Then it is clear that God's love is not in that person's heart. My children, our love should not be only words and talk. No, our love must be real. We must show our love by the things we do. 1 John 3:16-18.
Sorry, that's because my kids were making a racket in the background. Someone needs to lock them in a cupboard while I speak. Right, so very loving of me, but there we go. So thank you, Cummings family. So these verses suggest that our motivation to give to others should be a response to God's love and what he's given us. And it's about putting our faith in God and our love for him into action. And Jesus said that the greatest commandments were to love God and to love other people. And this kind of loving and giving isn't like the statistics we looked at earlier. It doesn't fit neatly into your spare time. You know, you've got that bit of spare time and so you'll put something good into it. And it doesn't kind of, it can be inconvenient. It can be costly to you rather than being about your benefit and it coming back to being good for you. And back at our, it kind of reminded me of back of our 50th Jubilee celebration, Pete Gregg had a word for us as a church about being a family that builds and restores broken families in our city. And he said that it would involve significant mess and inconvenience. And I think that's the kind of giving that these verses are talking about. It's messy and it's inconvenient. It's not about your benefit and what fits neatly into your spare time and your skill set. It's about kind of giving in a much more deep way. And when God gave, he gave his life. That's what these verses say, literally. And it's that kind of giving that we're talking about. This isn't a tick box exercise like the brownie. Have I done my good deed for the day? Great, now I'm a good person. You know, and I can feel all calm and zen. I might have been a shouty homeschooling mum and I might have moaned at Julian about not loading the dishwasher, but now that I've made a lasagna for somebody who's in need, I'm a good person and I can kind of feel good about myself and have mental peace and well-being because I have been giving. That isn't what this is. It's not a tick box exercise. That's not how this kind of giving works. And it isn't like Bugsy Malone either. This kind of giving isn't meant to make all the benefits come back to you. One of Julian's absolute favourite quotes, if I can find it because my screen is being funny now, what am I doing? Is this one here. Oh, no, that one. That's not it. Is this one, which is by John Piper. And it says, mission is not the ultimate goal of the church. Worship is. Missions exist because worship doesn't. And so this means that all the things that we're doing, the kind of mission that we have as a church with the beacon and the different ways that we're showing God's love in this city, things like cooking for families when they're struggling, visiting people when they're ill, delivering food parcels, they're all done with the motivation of creating worship. That means that our reason for doing them should be to kind of bring glory and honour to God and bring people to a place where they know him and they worship him themselves. That's what it's for. It doesn't all come back to us. And I think that means when we do things, we need to be intentional about what we're doing and we need to do them on purpose. The government wellbeing statement for Give is about your time, your presence and your words. So those are those three things pointing to God in the situations that you're in. When you're at the beacon, knocking down a wall with a sledgehammer or sorting out the wiring or cooking or serving at the food bank or whatever it is, all things I've seen people in this church doing. Or you're in the hospital visiting sick people or you're dropping food round for families or whatever it is that you're doing. Are you thinking carefully about what you're doing, why you're doing it? Are you praying? Are you deliberately bringing God into those situations and leaving something of him there after you've gone? What makes you different from any other volunteer? okay? Because there's lots of good people out there doing lots of good stuff. But what makes us different? Because I think the Bugsy Malone song actually needs a bit of a rewrite for us. And that actually, it should say this instead for us. You give a little love and it all comes back to the sun. You know he's going to be remembered by the things that you've said and done. And then you're going to go, na, 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 na. But yeah, so I think, you know, it's all about God, our giving. It's a response to all that he's given us. And it's about other people seeing him and connecting to him. It doesn't come back to us. It comes back to him. And so I guess that's my challenge today that I want to leave you with. Why are you doing what you're doing? I love our church. It's full of people who give in so many different ways. It's brilliant. But we need to remember where our giving comes from, why we're giving, and who it points back to. And yes, there may be benefits to us because God is nobody's debtor, but ultimately it's all for his glory. And you don't need to worry if you don't feel like you've got a lot to give. It doesn't have to be something huge. Mother Teresa said, and she was a woman who gave her whole life to serving others. She said, not all of us can do great things, but we can all do small things with great love. And when that love comes from God, and it's that that you're serving out of and him that you're pointing to, then he fills in any gaps. So just do what he's asking you to do for the people he's asking you to do it for, with his great love. And we're going to have